A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Jazz and Clippers semifinals. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Oh, there's a big game tonight, and there is a lot of buzz around here. So excited about the game, and we want to make sure that when you buy your tickets, you don't get ripped off doing it. Because we get a lot of complaints here at Broadcast House at KSL News Radio from people who want to either go to a jazz game or a concert, and they figure it out after the fact, after they've given their credit card number on a website, that the tickets are bogus. So we're going to have a live interview with Frank Zhang, who is the spokesperson for the Utah Jazz, in just a moment. We sent Caitlin Johnston, our producer, down the rabbit hole looking for jazz tickets this morning. What site did you go to, and what tickets did you find?
Well, I started just with UtahJazz.com, and it sent me to Ticketmaster, which is the official resale site for the Utah Jazz. So that's what you're supposed to do.
Okay, say that again.
UtahJazz.com, and just go to the tickets tab, and it'll send you to Ticketmaster.
So and any tickets available?
Yes, and the cheapest ones, actually, there's standing room at the very top of the upper bowl if you just want to get your feet inside the arena for $65, I think, dollars on that. So, I mean, I don't think that's a bad deal if you just want to get there. But then other upper bowl was starting about $75. All the way up to about $230, and then lower bowl, kind of ranging from $250 to $400 on average, a little higher than that, but it goes all the way up to like $2,000 and probably past that, depending on how much luxury you want.
Oh, does that include fees or fees on
that,
top of that?
That wasn't with the fees, so I was just looking at the straight prices, yeah.
But there are tickets available. Tonight's tip-off is 8 o'clock. We're super excited because we expect big things from the Jazz, Frank Zhang. Good morning.
Good morning. Always great to talk about the Utah Jazz and the NBA playoffs in the same sentence. So we're looking forward to tonight. There's nothing better than the NBA playoffs when the community rallies behind the Jazz. Caitlin did everything right. She went to the Utah Jazz website, or you can go to the Utah Jazz app. As of this morning, there were still a couple hundred tickets that were left, but we expect an electric atmosphere at Vivint Arena tonight and Thursday night, as well as both those games are expected to be sellouts.
So, Frank, we want to make sure our listeners don't get ripped off. Is the Utah Jazz website the only website they should be going to?
That is correct. Whether it's a game or a concert or a show, we always warn fans about purchasing fraudulent tickets. It's gotten better because now we have moved to all digital tickets. In the past, when you had printed tickets, it was a little trickier then. So everything else is, you know, we encourage you to go to the official sites, and Ticketmaster is our partner for selling tickets and is the official ticket resale partner for Utah Jazz tickets. That means you have a safe and secure marketplace to buy tickets, to sell tickets, to transfer verified tickets. So tickets purchased from any other source may not be valid, and the Jazz are not able to honor, replace, or refund invalid tickets. So there's always this buyer beware warning when a popular event is happening here in town, whether it's a concert, a show, or a game, about you know, making sure you get your tickets from a verified source.
And it's so easy to go down, go onto the wrong website. I've actually had it happen to me. Even though I've reported on ticket fraud and fake tickets, Frank, one time I was actually buying jazz tickets, and I went to a website, and I didn't realize it was a resale website, so I ended up paying exorbitant amounts of money, and I could have just, quite frankly, walked across the street to the Vivint Smart Home Arena here in downtown Salt Lake City and bought tickets for a lot cheaper. So I think your warning is a very important one right now.
It can look legit. It really can. But if you just go to UtahJazz.com, go to the original source, who is hosting the event, and that's usually your best place to buy tickets first and foremost, and you're going to get your best pricing there as well.
Now, the arena is back to allowing full capacity when it comes to fans, right? 18,000?
Yes, that is correct. We are going to have our largest crowd of the season tonight because we have gone to full seating capacity with more than 18,000 fans in the lower bowl, upper bowl, suites, and standing room only sections. There's still going to be some lower bowl roles that are unavailable because we have the NBA requires distance around the player bench area. So that area is a little bit, still looks a little different. But otherwise, it's going to look like it's looked in past season with one exception. Even with the increase in capacity and the fact that we're no longer required to have physical distancing between our seats, masks are still mandatory. That's one of the health and safety protocols for an NBA game in an NBA arena is that masks are required unless you're eating or drinking actively at that moment.
Frank Zhang is a spokesperson for the Utah Jazz. We're super excited because the Jazz are in round two. It's game one tonight, round two of the NBA playoffs. Frank, you just talked about the masks, still required. Only when you're eating food or drinking something can you take the mask off. And I know that you also went cashless there over at Vivint Hope Smart Home Arena. I think it was before the pandemic, right? So you got to be able to, bring your smartphone and pay by phone, right, for the food?
Correct. We did move to a cashless transactions for food and beverage and merchandise from the Utah Jazz team store. And that was done before COVID. And it's a way to ease transactions, to speed up the process, in essence. So we have digital tickets. We have cashless transactions. And the third thing that I would really, really advise people who are coming to game tonight or a future playoff game is that we have a no bag policy in effect. Now, that expedites the entry. It reduces the screening touch points. So the only exceptions are diaper and medical bags. Otherwise, you're going to have to check your bag or go back to your car, and that just slows your entry into the arena. So
Frank,
remember, no bags.
Frank, I have a purse the size of a small vehicle. Are you saying I can't bring that in? What am I going to do with all that stuff that's in my purse that I never use or need? I mean, there's 1,000 pens in there, gum, old gum, new gum. I mean, okay, so that's a good piece of advice because I've actually had a friend who got to the arena a couple of weeks ago and had to go back to her car and put her purse away.
Exactly. So doors open for the games 2 hours prior to tip-off, so that'll be at 6 o'clock tonight. Fans are definitely encouraged to arrive early. There is a pregame party that takes place on the plaza at Vivint Arena, so there's entertainment activations, there's a pop-up store, music, some other activities that are going on. So the weather is great these days. Come out early to the plaza. That way you can easily transition inside the arena and enjoy the game one of the Western Conference semifinals against the LA Clippers. We're on an easy schedule to remember. It's every other day right now. So we're home on Tuesday, home on Thursday, and away on Saturday and Monday. And I will tell you, we're going to hold watch parties again. So for those away games that are coming up at the Staples Center over the weekend, people will be able to come and watch the games on the big screen TVs. Admission is free, and enjoy and join your fellow Jazz fans to watch the playoffs.
Oh, Frank Zhang of the Utah Jazz, thank you so much, and go Jazz.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.